Signing Day. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. This week marks a holiday for college football junkies. Wednesday is the signing day for those few high school student athletes who are indeed fortunate enough to continue their playing days. To put that in perspective, we're talking about 100 or so kids from Michigan who will sign Division I National Letters of Intent of the approximately 8,000 high school seniors who played football in our state last fall. At a number of high schools across the country, there will be celebrations where all of the students getting the opportunity to play college football and getting their education paid for in the process will be feted. Sometimes those celebrations will even include those kids playing Division III college ball, where there is no such thing as an athletic scholarship. But don't tell that to their parents who want to brag. It's a last reminder that high school sports are all about the team. Obviously, some will say, why do this for just the athletes and not for the kids who got full rides to college for their academic or non-athletic extracurricular achievements? And they have a valid viewpoint, but they don't have the same abuses surrounding them as they do in sports. I twisted the title of this commentary to Signing Day. S-I-G-H, because it was the kindest word I could find to opine about the circus that signing day and everything leading up to it has become, and a lot of it is not good for high school sports. I've talked before about how national television coverage of high school football is not about high school sports and the good things our programs do for all of the kids involved and the school community in general, that the coverage is all about giving college football fans a look at their next potential quarterback or running back and getting the latest dirt about what's happening around the country on the recruiting scene. In the process, the kids in the schools are not promoted, they're prostituted. And I've talked before about how all-star games these same players gravitate to are not high school events. They're made-for-television reality shows created by the recruiting agencies, the event sponsors, and the television networks about college football. They force kids to sever ties with their high schools, jeopardizing the fortunes of the teams they would have played on during the winter and spring, and possibly their own futures because of the risk of injury inherent in these games. They also exploit them by forcing the issue of having these kids announce where they're going to college. Again, high school sports and kids are abused for the pleasure of these pimps and the pleasure of the college game. And I sign now because around the country, signing day turns into those young people who didn't declare their college choice during an all-star game telecast being pressured to turn in their announcements into reality shows on cable television and the internet, and getting more of a taste of what's becoming more and more of a problem in college sports. Athletes playing more for the name on the back of the jersey instead of the name of the school on the front. I probably told this story before on the air, but it's worth repeating. It's about a young man who played the media like a drum when it was time for him to announce his college choice, forcing people who didn't want to miss out on what might be a local story if he announced for good old State College to attend, forcing them to drive hours in a snowstorm to his press conference, where he not only announced his choice for a different college, but taunted the media in attendance who covered those other colleges about how he fooled them all, including a television crew which got in a wreck on their way to the announcement and ended up in the hospital. So as we send our best wishes to those few young people who are able to benefit from the opportunity to have their college education paid for by playing football, we hope that they can rise above the slimy side of the college football recruiting and participation process and remember the high school lessons of hard work and especially teamwork that got them there. That they don't get taken advantage of by a college system that's been broke for some time and only getting worse, or head down the road of selfishness that's becoming all too common for today's so-called high-profile college student athletes, an atmosphere created by the big money nature of the college game, of sponsors, of recruiting experts, and of national television networks, which would like nothing more than to do the same thing to the high school game. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.